viral hepatitis is the leading cause of death and disability worldwide. The study that we have conducted, from which we concluded that there is a concerning figure for hepatitis C in Syria, among some patient groups, this study was highly needed to determine the seroprevalence of hepatitis C and C infection among the Syrian population and analyze its risk factors and thus inform national strategy to control viral hepatitis. So from this survey, we found that there is a high, I would say, concerning figure for hepatitis C among high-risk groups, especially the high-risk groups that are most affected are the frequent blood transfusion and hemodialysis patients, and the special high-risk groups, including injecting drug users and sex workers.
Is that a significant increase to what it used to be before the conflict?
The issue is there is no updated figure. I mean, the last figure on hepatitis, on the prevalence of hepatitis B and C, come from a small and limited survey conducted in 2004. And, you know, this survey was a small sample size, so you cannot conclude by, like, making a comparison between the two studies. Or you cannot conclude if there is, like, a really increase in hepatitis B. In fact, for hepatitis B, we noticed that there was a decrease. For hepatitis C, you cannot really have this comparison, because there is we don't have a figure that you can count on from previous studies.
And what is the organization's strategy to control the disease and fight it?
Based on this study and on the determinants, we found the most important thing is to implement infection control strategy in the health facility, which is already in place, but it needs to be further strengthened.
Well, given the current situation, is there any risk of increase due to lack of access to medicine?
Medicine of hepatitis B and C is available in the specialized centers. But the issue is to secure the new medicine for hepatitis C, which is now ensured that this hepatitis C is now curable with this new medicine. And we are doing our best and every effort to secure this medicine with the national authorities.